Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Let's shout hallelujah. How many of you excited about being in the house of the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. How many know the blessing is in the house of the Lord? Hallelujah. How many know that peace is in the house of the Lord? Hallelujah. How many know that joy is in the house of the Lord? Hallelujah. That whatever you need is on the table. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to give to you what God gave to me. Hallelujah. To my grandmother back there. Hallelujah. God is good. She just turned 82. Maybe last week or week, was it last week? Last week. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everybody standing. Come on. Everybody standing. Hallelujah. Some of us, I know some of us have worked jobs and come tonight, but God, there's a refreshing in the house. Hallelujah. So you don't have to be drained. You just receive of the Lord tonight. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. But this is what I want you to do real quick. Hallelujah. I want you to lift your hands, everybody all over the sanctuary. And I want you to take some time, just a few moments to just go down memory lane and just think about the goodness of Jesus. You can start with, he saved me when I was a wretch undone. Hallelujah. You can start with, he healed me. He delivered me. I was bound. I was bound, but he set me free. Hallelujah. You can start by, oh, he kept me as I traveled down the, they weren't dangerous highways to me. They were safe highways, glory to God. And he kept me as I traveled down safe highways. You can start there. You can start by saying, oh, he woke me up this morning. Can I get somebody to say, thank you, Jesus? He started me on my way. He gave me my right mind. I know what day it is. I know it's Wednesday. I know what time it is. He gave me my right mind. Hallelujah. And so, Father, I thank you. And by the way, I'm able to lift my hands. Hallelujah. I'm able to lift my voice. Hallelujah. I'm able to shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Because Jesus did it all for us. Hallelujah. So I want you to take about 30 seconds and just express your gratitude to him. Tell him how much you thank him and how much you appreciate him and how much you're grateful. Hallelujah. So take some time. You don't have to be all wild, but you can say, Lord, I thank you. And hallelujah, I appreciate you. You're good to me. You're good to me all the time. Even when I don't deserve it, you're good to me all the time. Even when I got things going on, you're good to me. You're good to me all the time. And so I don't mind lifting my voices. I don't mind lifting my hands. I don't mind shouting unto God with the voice of triumph. I don't mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so when you do that, don't you sense the refreshing of the Lord? Oh, God. Don't you sense the power of the living God? Listen, I dare you that even if you get to a place where there's pain in your body, I dare you to forget about the pain and just focus on, he was wounded for our transgression and he was bruised for our iniquity and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. So with his stripes, I'm healed. And that's another reason to say I thank you. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Father, we're so grateful for this opportunity, Lord. We're so grateful that you're here. We're so grateful we're ready and eager to hear what you want to say to us tonight, God. It's not about us, but it's about you, oh God. We're so eager to hear what you want us to say, God. We're so eager to hear what you want us to do, God. And so, Father, we thank you right now in advance, God, for the lives that will be changed, for the families that will be mended, for the brokenhearted that will be healed, for the wounded to be made whole. Oh God, we thank you tonight. And we thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, everybody say, in the Lord Jesus, in his name, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. The Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Did you know that there's a difference between Savior and Lord? Oh, it got quiet then. Savior says, Lord, you saved me from hell. You deliver me from hell. Thank you. But Lord said, when he's Lord, you say, okay, God, what you want me to do? Oh, God, hallelujah. So tonight I come to you, and the title of this message is, Let's Change a Generation. So y'all going to have to talk back to me tonight, amen? But here's the thing, I want you to get it, amen? Because when we leave out of those doors, that you need to be able to work this word that you heard tonight, amen? You need to be able to get some results when you walk out those double doors tonight, amen? Hallelujah. Let's change a generation. Look at your neighbor tonight and say, neighbor, God's not small-minded. I want somebody to hear that, and I wanted to soak in. Say it again. Say, neighbor, God is not small-minded. And look at that same person and say, I know he is. He's not. I know he's not. Nope, he's not. He's not small. Come on, help me testify tonight. Nope, he's not small-minded. Nope, nope, nope. Nope, he's not small-minded. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. We have the mind of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A lot of people, they're concerned and they think, okay, if I can just get my stuff met, if I can get my needs met, if my family can be just fine, and that's what they're thinking. But God thinks about generations. Y'all hear me tonight? A lot of people, their focus is on me. If I can just get my stuff taken care of, and I can just get to this place, and I can just get my bag, as the young people say, and all the young people, that means get my money. But he said, if I can just focus on that and I can just get all that for me, I'm fine. But God thinks about generations. God thinks about nations. And as I think about, we go back to Genesis chapter 22. Y'all go ahead and open up to Genesis chapter 22. Say, uh-oh. But when I go back to Genesis chapter 22, God told Abraham, he said, I want you to take Isaac and I want you to offer him up as a burnt offering, as a sacrifice. A lot of us would have been thinking, oh God, you really want me to do this to my son? Listen, you told me that I was going to be a father. A lot of us are trying to start reasoning like that. You told me I was going to be a father of many nations. And then when I finally get, it took me a while to even become a father. But now that I finally became a father, you want me to offer him up? No, Abraham didn't say that, did he? What'd he do? He got his stuff. He got Isaac. And he said, and he gathered the wood, and he gathered the fire, and he gathered everything he needed to make the altar. And he got his young men. They went to Moriah, and on one of the mountains. And he told them, when they got to the edge of the mountain, he said, okay, stay right here, told the young men, stay right here. And Isaac got concerned. I said, I've seen this thing done before, and I don't see you having a lamb. I don't see the sacrifice. He got a little concerned. He said, Daddy, he said, where's the sacrifice? Abraham said, God will provide a lamb. He didn't know at first that he was about to be the lamb. he didn't know that at first, but he knew something was just right. So he took him to the mountain. He took him up to the mountain and he started building the altar, took the fire, and he said, let's go, we're going there to worship. He said, before he left, he said, we're going there to worship, but we'll be back. And he said, he took Isaac. He took him up to the mountain. He started building the altar. And then he took Isaac, he just wrapped him up in a rope and it just put him on the altar. I bet you Isaac was like, Daddy, what? And he got his knife, and he was beginning to slay him. He was about to slay him, but the angel came from heaven Go ahead and put that up on the screen.